everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Fuck Followers. My name's Monika Marion, and I'm really happy to be in your ears. Thank you so much for having me inside of your ears, making these sounds, listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth. And I'm so happy to be a part of Radio Metro Mail and to be on the wacky wavelengths of the future. That's a fancy way of saying the internet. I'm really glad to be a part of this internet thing. All right, I digress. Fuck Followers is a punk rock approach to creating content and giving the middle finger to the stresses of managing social media, of getting those likes, those gains, those hearts, those retweets, those comments, those followers, basically. All of that stuff that makes you feel good, like you're really... really killing it out there, you know. Yeah, more followers equals better me. I should point out that I've already used the word fuck twice. Make that thrice now. So with that said, this show will contain vulgarity, most definitely. You can blame my Scottish grandfather for passing that on to me, so thank you very much. But if you're easily offended by my choice of words, then this show probably isn't for you. And I'm not here to daisy step around people. I'm here to offer a no bullshit message of doing the work and bringing your ideas to life and by doing it on your terms. So I'll take a second to pause, wait for some listeners to leave, gather their things, their belongings, maybe open up a new web page, a new browser, turn on the TV, something else. Great. Okay, cool. You're still there. Yeah, let's continue. All right, let's talk about me. Oh God, here we go. Well, hello, hi, nice to meet you. I'm an actor, writer, comedian, teacher, food lover, motorcyclist. I like a lot of other stuff that we can get into at another time. We don't have to do that all on the first date, you know? We can kind of let things see how the chemistry is between both of us. I started my creative background formally 10 years ago when I got on a plane from Western Canada to New York City to start my career in comedy. It was there that I studied and performed at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theatre and the People's Improv Theatre. 2 years later, I moved to Toronto and continued my creative and educational journey by completing the Second City Conservatory program. The rest is pretty much history, as I've been in Toronto ever since, performing improv, sketch comedy, and writing one-woman shows. I produced a bunch of live comedy shows, a podcast, various comedic sketch videos, a fringe show, and two web series. One of which is complete, and one which is still in the works. I love doing solo work, solo comedy work, creating zany characters. I guess as an only child, this imaginary world inside my head and the solitary work ethic comes natural to me, so that's what I do. Now, at the end of 2015, after a successful run of my one-woman fringe show, I had the ridiculous idea to start a web series where I'd create 365 original characters in 365 days. What the fuck? I genuinely thought that this was a great idea. And I know what you're thinking. Why? Okay, well, I'll tell you why. Firstly, I'm crazy. Straight up, no lie. I am crazy. I love character work. It's something that I've found over the years of working in the comedy field is something that comes natural to me. So why not, you know? If that's my voice, I'm going to use that. I love a good challenge, whether it's initiated by myself or someone else. I'm on it. I mean, this is a challenge that I created for myself, but I've done other really dumb challenges as well in the background. One in particular was a garlic challenge with a friend where we had to consume the most cloves and heads of garlic within the course of a month. It turned out to be a disaster. I have never had such a bad body odor to myself. I had orifices that were leaking out putrid smells. And on top of that, I still got sick. So let that be a testament to the competitive nature that I have. All right. And this one definitely checked all of the boxes of crazy madness that I clearly like to seek out. To be completely honest, I'm narcissistic. Hell yeah, I am. I'm not ashamed to admit it. For me to say that this idea wasn't ego-driven would be a complete lie. You know, we do things all the time that we don't need to do. Things that fall outside of the parameters of taking care of our basic needs. Things we all do to prove our self-worth to ourselves and to others. There's no shame in acknowledging that invisible little sucker we all possess. Own it. Yeah, man, we're narcissistic. And the last reason as to why I took on this crazy project was that I'm obsessive and impulsive enough that I needed to commit to this and see it through. which I did. On December 31st, 2016, I successfully completed 365 original character videos for my YouTube channel, Monika Marion 365. I was responsible for writing and editing all 365 of those videos. I ended up shooting approximately 95% of them on my own. The other 5% was done through a very talented and very special camera assistant. I amassed over 13 hours of edited video content for my YouTube channel, 13 hours of hundreds of videos that varied from 1 to 5 minutes in length. So if for a second you think that making short content or small contributions to your art doesn't amount to anything over time, you are absolutely wrong. And that's a huge reason why I'm starting this show. To advocate for you as the creator, to get out there and show your work to the world, regardless of how insignificant you may think it is. And by putting in the work over the course of the year, chipping away every day, by forcing myself to not be so precious with my content, I gained more than I expected. If I hadn't gone through with the project, I would have never improved in my editing skills. I would have only ever worked when inspiration hit me. I wouldn't have created a huge amount of terrible characters. But most importantly, by doing the work, I wouldn't have unveiled a select few characters I really loved. Some truly hidden gems. Characters I never would have discovered otherwise by forcing myself to create every single day. I mean, I got to experiment with impressions and celebrities I never would have had the guts or desire to try on a stage in front of a live audience. I learned to work within a deadline and become more streamlined, going from wig to makeup application to cutting together my video in a fairly timely manner. And when people ask me why I went through this, I always come back to the same reason. Why not? Why the fuck not take that silly idea of a web series and put it into motion? Why not risk the failure? Why not take a year of my life to do something challenging? You know, when people train for a marathon, they never say they regretted training for 6 months. They do it. They put in the work and they reach their goal. Or maybe they don't, and really, who fucking cares if they don't? The person training will never ever regret giving it their all to achieve a goal, regardless of the outcome. So why not take a year out of my life to do something completely different? Something completely outrageous. When I did it, I was 35, so that was 2.8% of my life devoted to this project. I'm pretty sure that equates to 2.8%. I'm not a mathematician, and I'm not a percentagist, but if I'm wrong, make sure to comment and actually tell me what percentage that would be. So let's go with it. 2.8% of my time on Earth is absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. So why not? I risked my reputation, my sanity, my relationship with my spouse, and my own creative endurance to put it all on the line for a year. I didn't know if it would be a success or a failure, but I had to try. Obviously, I wanted it to be a success. Nobody wants to start something so they can put it out into the world to be a massive stink pile of garbage that nobody sees merit in. We all take risks by trying new experiences, hobbies, and careers because we dream. We dream of success. We see how much better our lives would be if we just had that new car or we won the Academy Award or had $5 million to fund your feature film or get that book deal. For some of us, we want it with every fiber of our being, desperately yearning for that pat on the back, that recognition, the fame and fortune, to be the best in our class so our egos can soar, so our egos can yell, "Ha ha ha, I fucking told you!" All right, so maybe that's just my ego that wants to yell that. But I know it's not just my ego. I know many people that work to impress everyone in their lives. And there are lots of people that want to achieve success simply out of spite. Oh yes, I said it, we're getting heavy now. But let's keep going. Let's keep getting real. I've been embarrassed to admit for a long time that I was that person who wanted all of those elements of success. I hoped and dreamed for recognition from my peers. I yearned for the bright stage lights of stages and TV show studios. I wanted YouTube stardom, or at least a job on a great comedy platform. I mean, look at me, everybody. I'm doing all of this work. Give me everything I've ever wanted. What I got was, in my eyes, failure. Absolute and utter failure. I was so blindsided by what I didn't get that I thought I was entitled to because I was doing the work. that I couldn't see everything that I had accomplished. I truly had accomplished something great, but I was too busy wallowing in how none of my peers were acknowledging my work. I'm putting content out every day and nobody's liking it. Oh, boo fucking who. My ego was absolutely shattered. And it was shattered by my own doing, my own obscene expectations. My YouTube followers never grew despite the YouTube videos I watched on how to gain followers. But I am creating regular content, I'd yell at my screen. My Instagram followers minutely grew from outsiders despite the desperately long list of hashtags I used for each character screenshot and video link I uploaded every day. Oh, come on, guys. I mean, look at the crazy mustache that's on my face. I was screaming and flailing in the deep end of my ego pool, and it sucked. It sucked so much that at the end of 2016, I mentally broke down. I had had it. I didn't want to quit because I'm stubborn and I hate the idea of quitting. But the wall of expectations I had wanted to achieve by the end of the year had crumbled and I was devastated. Through tears, I declared myself a glorious loser. A loser who fails so gloriously. It was revolting, yet refreshing. To claim the title of glorious loser, I felt empowered. Hello, ego! What's up? Yeah, red and paper, you're a pretty big loser. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to accept that? Yeah. Or are you going to go and fuck off for a bit? Okay, great. Because I'm going to keep doing my thing despite what you think people think of yourself. And that freedom is something I want to share with everyone that's still listening. Create like nobody cares. Create for the sake of creating content and fuck all that noise of gaining followers. That noise is contributing to the well-being of our mental health. That noise is aiding in dictating our levels of quote-unquote success. That noise is just that. Noise. I'd love for you to think about that before I sign off. Think about how that noise makes you feel. Does it motivate you or stress you out? If it motivates you, great, go with it. You know, I'm not here to tell you you're wrong in liking the noise. But if it causes you stress, anxiety, and feeds your ego junk food that makes you feel like crap, then fuck it. Fuck that noise. Fuck followers. Create and do because you want to do it. Create like nobody's watching. Yeah! Hell yeah! This has been the first episode of Fuck Followers. Now here comes my shameless plug. To check out other stuff I've done, you can go to my website, monikamarian.com. And yeah, if you've liked what you've heard so far, you can share it. But don't worry, I don't expect you to. All right, go forth. Create like nobody's watching. And have an awesome week. We'll talk to you next week on Fuck Followers. Fuck that noise. Fuck followers. Create and do because you want to do it. Create like nobody's watching. This has been the first episode of Fuck Followers. I've really had a great time putting words into your ears. So thank you so much for sticking around and listening to them. And lastly, here comes my shameless plug. To check out other stuff I've done, you can go to my website, monikamarian.com. And yeah, if you've liked it, go ahead. You can share it. But honestly, I don't expect you to. It's just kind of the thing that I feel like I need to say. Giving permission to do that. Anyway, have an awesome week. Create like nobody's watching. Bye. I'd like to thank bensound.com for this super cool music. Thanks.